for you to repeat that. I'm having a little trouble with my earphone here. My, would you please? This liberal will be all about socializing.
Let's get it on. Let's love, baby. Let's get it on.
Would be about.
Let's get it on.
Basically, taking over. And the government running all of your companies.
I saw pictures of Boehner and Cantor on our screen. Don't ever let me see again in life those Republicans in our hall on our screen talking about anything. These are demons. These are legislators who are destroying this country. Rather than bringing us together, creating jobs, making sure we have a good tax policy, bringing our jobs from back offshore, incentivizing those who keep the jobs here. They are bringing down this country, destroying this country, because again, they'd rather do whatever they can to destroy this president rather than for the good of this country. We can take back not only the House, we can White House. We can strengthen our public policy. And guess what? Let me let you in on a secret. I am the senior most person serving on the Financial Services Committee. Barney Frank is about to retire. And guess who's shaking in their boots? The too big to fail banks and financial institutions and all of Wall Street. Because Maxine Waters is going to be the next chair of the Financial Services Committee. Thank you all very much.
I'm not afraid of anybody. This is a tough game. You can't be intimidated. You can't be frightened. As far as I'm concerned, the Tea Party can go straight to hell. That statement that he made demonstrates their desperate fear about what is happening with this war on women that they started. Everything that you said as you opened this program is absolutely correct. There is a war on women. There's been a lot of discussion about the Ryan budget and what they have tried to do to deny contraception to women. But it's more than that. It goes to many places in this budget. Whether you're talking about child care, or Head Start, or food stamps, you will see that there is definitely a war on women. But let me just tell you this, Ed. I remember what Winnie Mandela said when we were fighting against the unconscionable apartheid in South Africa. She said, now that you have touched the women, you have struck a rock. And this is what is happening in this campaign. The polls are showing that women are coming to the forefront, that they're speaking up, that they're creating a platform.
These are demons. Are demons.
Your thoughts, Congresswoman Waters, on that comment? Hello? Are you able to hear us?
I think most of what he said, it's a little bit outrageous, a little bit, ridiculous.